The best version that I saw recently was the Saquon's final year. I thought that team could have really contended, especially if it was a bigger playoffs. This year, probably one and done if they do make the postseason. And I see probably a 10-2 regular season, which is, you know, pretty common for them. I don't think that they're above what they have been over the past half decade or so.
Do you think that they'll be calling for Franklin's head if that's the case?
No. I think if you go back, and people have said this, they would have made the playoffs six times over the past, you know, 14 or whatever, 10 years since the playoffs were implemented with the four teams. You get in pretty much every other year. You should keep your job unless you're the head coach of maybe Ohio State or Bama.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's done enough. He just can't have like a couple of 8-win seasons and miss out altogether. But I think if they get in maybe every other year and win maybe a game every couple of times during the postseason, that should be enough.
Hmm. Was Saquon's final year the first year of that Pitt series?
Nope. It was 2017. That was the year that they were up on Ohio State in Ohio State or in Columbus, and they let it slip away.
Was that the 4th and 5?
No, that was the next year. That team wasn't nearly as good. That was with Miles Sanders. But yeah, Saquon's final year there, they beat Washington in, I guess it was the Rose Bowl. That was a team that legitimately could have contended with probably, outside of maybe Alabama, anyone in the country that year.
I thought that one, the team that lost to Pitt, and then
they got really hot late.
They got
that year.
Way hot. They beat Wisconsin. They were down in that game in the Big Ten championship. I think that team, if they got in, they could have made some noise.
That was the year they did beat Ohio State, and then Ohio State got in over them.
That was the blocked field goal.
Because they lost to Pitt.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's why they.
And they lost to Michigan by like 40.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. It's the Pitt game kept them out.
That's why that this, you know, the whole back and
scared.
Forth. They're scared. They don't want to play Pitt.
Scared.
Because of that.
I'm scared of diving into the topic we're going to dive into at the top of the hour, because there's somebody I care about deeply, deeply, that I think I just need to put on blast, and I wonder where you come down on all this.
Mm.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
A friend of the show, a friend in real life, about to take it right on the chin, backroom casting couch style. First Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Rain scattered throughout the day, a high of 75 degrees. We're back in 15 seconds-ish. Bang.
I don't think he's going to be sort of rest here, no. I think Russell Wilson will get in there. I just don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 8 weeks, but I think he'll eventually make his way in there, and it's not going to be because of Fields' injury. It's going to be some ineffectiveness. Give him a solid B right now, maybe a little bit higher just because he's able to manage the game and win the game. Plus, he's getting better as the season goes on. You can't discount that. I still think there's a lot of plays out there that need to be made. It's hard to complain of what he's done, but you always want to look at it and say, is this going to translate over the next 10 or 12 weeks to be able to win a division when you get down in games, when you're playing teams, divisional games, when you're playing the Chiefs and the Eagles and teams like that? That's still a question in my eyes.
Mark Caboli saying he thinks Justin Fields is going to get benched for performance reasons at some point. Not hurt. But just he's going to play poorly enough at some point that they're going to shoehorn Russell Wilson back into the lineup. Let me ask you a question, Norm. If Russell Wilson plays as well as he did last year, can the Steelers win the Super Bowl?
Mm.
That came totally out of left field.
Man, that did.
Mm-hmm.
So say he goes in there. Say that, you know, they win this game, they're undefeated, then Russell Wilson does go in or something. Oh, man. I don't know. Be close.
I don't think they can. I think they can win a playoff game.
With their defense, the way they're
Their defense is slapping. The only way I think the Steelers win the Super Bowl this year, and I'm not saying it's likely, please, humans, don't put words in my mouth. Backroom casting couch style. Don't do that to me. The only way the Steelers do win the Super Bowl is if Justin Fields, who was pretty good game one, really good the second half of game two, really good overall game three, continues that kind of upward trajectory in ascent. That's, to me, the only way. Is he needs to meld his decision-making that we've seen as a Pittsburgh Steeler with some of the jaw-dropping athleticism, playmaking ability that we saw with the Chicago Bears. And I think the only way he can do that is if you keep playing the doggone guy. And that means if he has a bad game or two, Give him the opportunity to have a mulligan. You can't bench a good young player because he might throw a clunker out there. That's going to happen. Joe Burrow stunk week one. We could do that for every quarterback in the NFL. Yeah. I don't think Dak Prescott's been all that good. They just paid him $65 million. You don't bench quarterbacks because they have a bad game or two. What I'm saying here is Mike Tomlin is a smart guy, and I don't think he's handled quarterback situations well the last few seasons, and that does give me pause. But my hope is that Mike Tomlin sees what I'm seeing, and that's this kid keeps getting better. Afford him the opportunity to play out the entire season. Unless, of course, he gets hurt.
Well, maybe with Russ, you do skip over that whole process of having to get better. Like, what if Russ just comes in and he's just regular Russ, and it's like you're skipping over, hey, we're taking chances every single week. We're taking time to let Justin develop and get better. Like, what if Russ can just go in there and is better? I mean, like, what can Justin Fields do better than Russ? And it's probably move around, right? I mean, I don't know if he throws better than Russ. I don't know if he throws a better deep ball. I don't know if the ball's going in the correct spots more than Russ. I don't know if he has the command more than Russ. I don't know, you know, if he has the I think the will to win is probably the same right now with the two, which is something that I personally look at more than probably those characteristics that I named before that. Like, the will to win and the chip is probably the same. The chip size is definitely the same. Like, Justin Fields has something to prove. Russ has something to prove. They both want to do that. I just don't know, you know, I don't know how much better Justin Fields can be at anything outside of running than Russ.
I think Russ is what he is, though, and that can be good. I have said it all along. I think Russell Wilson gives this team a good chance of winning football games. I was high on Russ when they acquired him, but he's not going to be better, I don't think, than he was last year. I think that is what he is, and that's good. Quarterback rating over 90. He had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You can absolutely win games with that. The Steelers haven't had that kind of quarterback production since Ben Roethlisberger. But I think Justin Fields can get to a point where he's better than that guy. I don't know if it's that if that's this year, though, but right. I'm fixing to try to find out.
Right. Like, I don't know if it's this year, but I disagree. I think that Russ can be better than last year because he's in a better situation. He has a better coordinator. He has a better head coach. He has a better defense. So maybe on paper, it might look the same, but winning-wise, you put that around Russ and what he did last year and the situations and the, you know, the mental games that he had to go through, the gymnastics, and, you know, is he going to play this game? They're worried about his contract. He, you know, doesn't get along with Sean Payton. You throw all that out the window and let Russ be what he was on the field and bring that to Pittsburgh. I think that would be better than last year. I think that would.
Is it better than what Fields' ceiling could be?
No.
And that's where I am.
But I don't think that we know if that is now, or is that next year, or is that who knows?
Never. Is it never? Right. I don't know.
I don't know when that is.
I am optimistic that we're going to see Justin Fields be a great quarterback in this league. You mentioned the will to win. We all know the attributes he's got. I think the best thing that could happen for Justin Fields is Russell Wilson getting healthy and Russell Wilson being the backup for a couple of reasons. He's got no pressure on him right now. I mean, really, when you think about it, he's 3-0, and he knows Russell Wilson's not going to play until Russell Wilson's healthy. When Russell Wilson's healthy, I think we're going to get to see him use his legs more. We haven't been explicitly told this, but in the last game, Justin Fields scrambled by percentage less than he has at any other point in his career. We did see the design run in the red zone for the touchdown. They're not doing a lot of that right now. When they have Russell Wilson healthy, if he's the backup quarterback, I think you let Justin Fields do some of those things, because if he gets hurt, now you turn it over to Russell Wilson.
Right.
So that might take his game to another level, or at least I hope it takes his game to another level. What I don't see is Justin Fields getting benched at some point for poor play, like Caboli said, though.
I don't think it's going to be that poor. I don't think it'll ever get to that point where it's so poor. Like, I think that is so in the rearview mirror of his career right now, just by based off of three games. It sounds crazy, maybe, but I think that version of Justin Fields is so far behind that he may not have a great day, but he ain't going to have an atrocious day.
Right.
I don't think that within the structure of their offense and his mindset and what they want to do with him, I don't think they'll even let that happen. He'll never get to that point. So I don't agree. Like, I think that performance-based of Russ taking over the spot, I think that's going to be very, very difficult.
If Mike Tomlin, in his heart of hearts, believes that Russell Wilson's the better player right now, and he might be. He probably is the better player today. I still think you got to give Fields at least one bounce back from a bad performance. Like, I wouldn't, if the Steelers lose this game and Russ is healthy next week, I wouldn't immediately go back to Russell Wilson. I'd give Fields one more shot. I would.
You would, but do you think that Tomlin will?
No, I don't.
You think he'll go back to Russ?
I think he would.
I know. That's
I think he would.
Too. Now that we're talking through this.
Just think about how it's gone the last few years. Mike Tomlin quickly broke glass in case of emergency on Kenny Pickett. Real quick. They paid Mitch Trubisky. I think the legit plan was win games with Mitch. Don't play Kenny as a rookie. And it took what? It was game three at halftime? And they're not moving the ball, and Mitch is throwing a couple of interceptions, and immediately they go to Kenny Pickett, and then they put Kenny in a position not to succeed? I don't know that Mike Tomlin has ever really handled quarterback situations well, going all the way back to 2019 with Tweedledee and Tweedleduck. No offense to Duck. And frankly, no offense to Rudolph, who was good last year. I could absolutely see Mike Tomlin going right to Russell Wilson, the veteran, the Super Bowl champion.
Yep.
I could see that.
I could definitely see that, too. And I'm in agreement with you. I think that Justin Fields has earned the right to have one slip up, but it depends on what the slip up is and who it's against. I feel
like that matters. I think
I don't think that you can have a slip up this game, like individually. Like maybe they lose, but if it's on him, like that can't happen.
Right.
But against like the Cowboys, and I know the Cowboys aren't great. They won last night against the Giants, but I think that if you can. You could accept that if
you lose a shootout or something to Dallas. Okay. And I want to make sure that people understand that I am not talking out of both sides of my mouth here. I think Mike Tomlin would go to Russell Wilson if Justin Fields struggles. The reason I disagree with Caboli is, like you said already, I don't think you're going to see a bottoming out of Justin Fields. If you did, I think Tomlin makes the move, gives him the hook.
Yep.
I just think Justin Fields is, he's in a really good place. You can just, the confidence.
You can just tell.
The way, I'm not a quarterback expert. You know, I never ran out of the back of the end zone for a safety, so I'm not a genius like Dan Orlovsky. But my layman understanding of the game of ball, Doran, his pocket presence in the game against the Chargers was sublime.
Mm-hmm.
Like subtle movements, throwing with anticipation, the accuracy.
Things he never did, really, in Chicago. If you even you could do a comparison, the side-by-side of some of the plays in Chicago and then the side-by-side of the Chargers game, like, totally different player.
Yeah. He would bail clean pockets. He would do the Baker thing. He would do the Kenny Pickett thing. He was standing in there and taking hits against the Chargers. It's a beautiful thing. Mulsey brought this stat up yesterday, and he tweeted it out. It's from Pro Football Focus. And they talked to Steve Palazzolo, who used to work at Pro Football Focus, about this. This is not an exact science, the statistic I'm about to give you, but separation of wide receivers from their primary cover guy. So yards of separation. The Steelers' wide receivers are creating some of the fewest separation out of any wide receivers in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shaking your head because it's something you've seen.
Yep.
Now, Pickens different, but everybody else not really separating. And yet, Justin Fields' completion percentage is still 73%. That has to be anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be throwing guys open.
Precision.
It's precision. Because you've got DBs on these wide receivers' hips at all times. The degree of difficulty for the throws he's making and yet still accurate, that's why I don't think he's going to give this job back.
Great point by Malzi and great job by bringing that up, because that is something that is very apparent. If you do watch and you want to assess Justin Fields, the guys aren't really separate. Like he's threading.
Yeah.
He threads. He's surgical. At least in the last game he was. And to me, that tells me that he is settling in and the game is slowing down. And we talked about this a bunch of times over the last 2 years. Like when the game slows down, especially at that position, then you're cooking. And it looks like the game has actually slowed him probably for the first time in his career. Like he can see everything unfold And he's like, this is where I need to go with the ball. And the exact moment, bang. And he's playing at a high level. The stats may not say that, but he mentally, Justin Fields is playing at a high level. And that's hard to break a player like that. And it's hard for them to revert backwards because they are just rolling.
Mm-hmm.
They are, folks, they're in the zone. They're ready to, like, he is stone-faced. And he is not willing to give this job up. There's a lot of factors that go into this. I think that's why it's so fascinating, because he's a juggernaut right now, and he's only going to get better.
25 out of 32 in a Steelers offense, he might as well have thrown for 400 yards.
Exactly. I mean, that's what it equates to in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, he's throwing the thing all over the field. You look at the passing chart, and it's just all over the place. Yep. Spreading the ball around, you look at the number of guys that he targeted, the number of guys that he threw completions to last week. That's a guy, to your point, who's in the zone. And do not discount coaching in all this. He was on Cam Hayward's podcast and was asked which coaching staff is better, and basically laughed in the face of the Chicago Bears that the coaching staff here in Pittsburgh is better. And this all leads to an obvious question that we really haven't talked about. We'll talk about it when we come back. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened. I'm getting my echocardiogram today, in fact.
Good luck.
They're going to rub jelly on my left bosom. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline. You can give us a text at 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. But here's a text. What team does Fields have to win against for Russell Wilson to become irrelevant in the conversation? I mean, is it a specific team, or is it just a what? Like, what he's doing?
I don't think it's a specific team.
Yeah.
I mean, if we look at the schedule, like, I mean, we kind of went through it yesterday. Like, what team would that be? Like, what team would you have to significantly beat in this first half of the season that you're like, okay, this guy's for real? I think it's his incremental process of getting better every single game.
Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't get, like, if it doesn't look worse than it did the first game of the year, I think that's the barometer. Like, he got better from Atlanta to Denver to L.A. Like, if it looks worse than it did the first game of the year, I think that then you start thinking, maybe. I don't think it's necessarily a team, but if he does revert back to worse than he started, I think then that's whenever you're like, okay, like, maybe we should make a decision. I don't think it's a team.
Yeah, and for me, it would be a couple of games like that. So you're going up, 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 and then not great, not great. If it's obvious that he's plateaued,
right,
and you think that Russell Wilson is better than that plateau, then okay, you can have a different conversation. I would say, to answer the question, Dallas on its surface, because you feel like Dallas could score points, I think they are doggy poo-poo soft.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel, take time.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Cowboys last night. I think the Steelers have a bigger chance of going on the road this week and losing to Indianapolis than having Dallas come up in here and beat them.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers' defense is going to make Dak's life a living hell. I don't believe that they can run the football. And if you can't run and you just let T.J. Watt and Nick Herbig pin their ears back, they're gonna crush Dak.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point there, relating it to Fields, is, you know, again, on its surface, oh, you might have to win a shootout against Dallas. I don't think you're going to be winning shootouts or playing shootouts against anybody with this defense.
Especially, you saw the Giants defense. I mean, 20 points. Like, it's not like they put up 45 points. It was 20 to 15.
Right. You go on the road, you put up 20 against the Giants, you're going to come up in here and score 30?
No.
The hell out of here.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Adam Gretz, hockey writer. But he's also a big Steelers fan. Very nice guy. I sat next to him a couple of times in the Penguins press box. Congratulations to me on all my press box success, Storm. He tweeted this out yesterday. He did some legwork here, so I didn't have to. Through three games last year, only 7 of the Steelers' 36 non-kneel down drives resulted in points. 7 of 36 drives through three games resulted in points last year. 7! Through three games this season, it's 13 out of 32. That's 40.1%. So they've doubled their percentage of drives where they're scoring points. Now, a lot of field goals, but still, that's a step in the right direction. Average drive last year through three games, 5 plays, 24 yards. 16 out of 36 were 3 plays or less.
Oh, my goodness.
44% of plays, drives last year ended basically in three or outs, three and outs. This year, 30% of drives. So it's not great offensively right now. Nobody's arguing that it is. But the stark contrast between the first three games last year and the first three games this year, it's wild.
I mean, it's not great, but like, we can't do this right now on the fly, but like, let's compare it to every other team in the league. Like, I bet you, like, they're not in the bottom half of offense. Like, there's some bad offense going on. I mean, you want to compare it to Dallas last night? Okay, like, CeeDee Lamb had, you know, he had 90 some yards or 100 yards. Okay, but like, they only scored 20 points. Like, you're not seeing big time offense going around. So I wonder where the Steelers would actually fall at this point with offense in around the league.
So the Steelers right now are 24th in the league in scoring at 17 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were actually averaging more by the end of the year, 17.8. We know that it looked a lot different the last three games with Mason Rudolph in there. But here's, people don't want to hear this
probably.
But what's
the average, though? You said that they're at 17 points per game right now, but what is the actual average?
So here's what I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
So the 16th team in the league, so right smack dab in the middle is Detroit at 20.7. If Najee Harris scores instead of trying to kill a guy and kneeling out on the ball, you score 27 in the last game, and you had, what's his face who lives around here, the referee?
Sterator.
Sterator, thank you. Brain fart. Who was on the CBS broadcast in the Denver game, ripped the officials to shreds for the pick play that would have been a touchdown. You give the Steelers two more touchdowns, they're better than average offensively points per game. If you give them one more touchdown, they're right around league average in points per game. Now, those things didn't happen. They don't get to count. But I do think, at least for me, and I think what you're saying is, the eye test would indicate that the Steelers' offense is actually outperforming where they stack up.
Yes.
Around the league.
Yeah, I mean, the average is, you said, the median is like, what, 20 point something?
20.7.
I mean, that's 3 points.
And here's where I come down on all that, too. They say the dam's going to break. And there are reasons, Samalu, Roman Wilson, there's a million different reasons why the offense could get better. And just Justin Fields being more comfortable and Arthur Smith getting more comfortable understanding what he's got. Buddy, if they get to 15th, 16th in the league in scoring, watch the frig out.
Yeah.
Because this defense giving up 8.7 points per game, that's not going to continue. That specifically low of a number. But the defense ain't going anywhere. And so if you can be the best defense in football and league average offensively.
There you go.
I think you're going to win the division if that's the case. I said that the Justin Fields conversation we had in the first segment dovetails, leads into another Justin Fields conversation. We did not have that there, but we will when we come back. First, it's a Sean Myers headline. One other thing to look out for in this game, and we'll break the game down specifically over the course of the next 4 hours, odds and ends. We've got the view from the other side. We've got Lee Sterling. But the Steelers second in the league right now in time of possession, 33-55. Last season, the other team held the ball more than the Steelers did. Indianapolis averaging 21 minutes and 36 seconds time of possession.
Whew. Last in the league, right?
By far last in the league.
Mm.
Atlanta second, fewest number of minutes they've held the ball. 24-36, a full 3 minutes more than Indianapolis.
Mm.
How do you play defense in 2024 when you're on the field the whole time? Now, obviously, the defense has something to do with it. You got to get off the field. And opponents are converting third downs at 50% against Indianapolis. So that does have a lot to do with why the offense only gets the ball for 21 minutes. But you can't be on the field for 90 snaps.
No.
You're going to lose
mm-hmm.
a lot. You're going to win 5 games. All right. Back to Justin Fields. We had a great conversation, I think, to start the show off about Justin Fields. Nuanced. It was fun. I made a backroom casting couch joke. You can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. But here's a question that was thrown around yesterday on the station by both other shows. Like, would you break your rule and would you sign Justin Fields right now? Would you pay him right this very second?
No.
Me neither, man.
No, not yet.
I believe in him.
Me too.
I think there's a good shot. We talked about this earlier in the week. I think there's a better shot than not he's the Steelers quarterback in 4 years. But if I were going to pay a quarterback after three games, I'd have paid Mason Rudolph at the end of last year.
Exactly.
He had a quarterback rating of 117 in three regular season games. For all the good things Justin Fields has done, and he's done good things, Mason Rudolph statistically was better at the end of last year.
I know one thing.
Uh-oh.
If I'm Justin Fields' agent, I'm pushing that right now.
Yeah.
Before something does happen. I mean, we know how long the season is. We know that he can put himself in harm's way. He has been injured at some points in his career, and that's the type of quarterback he is. Before like any of that were to happen, knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't. Never want to see anybody get hurt. But if I'm his agent, I'm on the phone. You know, I'm texting Omar every second. Like, hey, come on, this is your guy. This is what you wanted. We delivered. We're delivering. He's only going to get better. Come on, Omar. What are we doing? He wants to be a Steeler. Like, if I'm his agent, I am pushing that as hard as possible. But if I'm the Steelers, it's just not enough yet. Not enough yet. I think that there will be a time where they are thinking about it. I don't think that they've had any internal deep discussions on it, but they're definitely, you know, pondering around, thinking about it. Like, if this does last, let's say, you know, through October, okay, well, we can sit down, we can talk.
I would talk to him at that point, yeah. If there's a body work 10 games or so,
yeah.
And you go, man, we're not seeing any warts from Justin Fields. Wow, he's still protecting the football. Wow, he's making plays down the field. I would sit down and talk with his representation and say, all right, we're thinking about this. What are you thinking? We're not going to directly negotiate, but like, let's have the conversation because we're going to have a big conversation at the end of the year. I don't think there's any harm in waiting because I just don't think you're going to wind up paying him Dak Prescott money. Like, I don't think 1 year of good, solid quarterback play is going to get you Joe Burrow's $55 million or Trevor Lawrence's $55 million. Because you look at what happened with Trevor Lawrence,
yep,
who had one good year, and if I'm the Steelers, I say to Justin Fields' agent, hey, look, we love the kid. We want him here. Trevor Lawrence had one good year, and now they're stuck with $55 million bucks on the books. We don't want to be in that position.
I think the Steelers might be in a decent position because I think that you brought this up yesterday or somebody did, that there are teams around the league that are still skeptical. So that tells me that teams, even whatever Justin Fields does do this year, that they still wouldn't even be in the sweepstakes. So you could take that chance at the end of the year of like, all right, well, you know, this is our offer. It's less than what the market value says, but you know, is there any other teams out there that's going to give you this? I don't know if there's going to be that many teams. Now, there will be. They're probably like the Raiders or somebody. But does he want to go to that organization? Does he want to go to Carolina? Do you want to go to you know, Cleveland or wherever?
I don't think he's going to need big, 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 top of the league kind of money, even if he has a great season this year, to want to stay in the Steelers organization.
I think you're right.
I already referenced it earlier, what he said to Cam Hayward on Cam's podcast about how basically this coaching staff world's better, significantly better than the Chicago Bears coaching staff. He also revealed on that podcast that the Raiders expressed interest, the Chargers expressed interest, the Ravens expressed interest. So the Chargers and Ravens, they're not going to be in that sweepstakes come the end of this season. They got their guys.
They expressed interest as a legit backup. Like, in a situation like that, he would never beat out the starter.
Correct. And with the Raiders, you would, but is Las Vegas different than Chicago? No. Dysfunction.
Who's their offensive coordinator?
Well, yeah.
Luke Getsy, who was his offensive coordinator in Chicago, so yep. He ain't going there.
No, and I'm guessing that there might be a lot of firings after the season in Oakland. I just think he knows. He seems like a very smart guy, big-time hard worker. All the teammates love him. He strikes me as someone who understands that, yeah, he's got to take some responsibility for what happened in Chicago, but the circumstances were awful, And the teams that are going to be vying for his services this offseason are going to be teams that are in awful that are in awful situations. So why would you want to do that? I would take the Baker Mayfield money at the end of the year.
Yeah.
The 3 years, $100 million. And then if you, over the course of that time, prove to be the guy, when you re-up the next time at, what, 29 years old, you're going to get a lot of
money.
You're going to
get a lot of money.
Look at what just Kirk Cousins at 35 right. got paid.
Right. I mean, Russ at 33.
Right.
32, 33.
Good point.
Got paid.
So just, I think it would make sense if I'm Fields' representation right now to say, yeah, pay me right now. Do it right now. 3 games. Yeah. Give me that security. Give me a 2-year deal. That way we know we're here. Give me some guaranteed money. But I think the way it's going to play out this year is he's going to wind up signing a 4-year deal. I think patience going to win the day, and everyone's going to be really happy with it at the end. You're going to pay him mid-tier quarterback money for maybe better than mid-tier production, and no one's going to blink, and you're going to also be able to build your roster up around him better because you're not going to be paying top dollar for quarterback.
There's one team, Crowley, that could throw a huge wrench into this.
I want to guess.
One team that could really throw a huge wrench into the whole Justin Fields sweepstakes if this all pans out the way that we think it might.
And Doran will tell you next because I want to think about it, and I want to see if I can guess. And also one of the worst things I've ever seen in the history of sports happened yesterday, and it made me cry a little bit. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. Tell you what that is when we come back. But first, a Callis headline. Oh, no, sorry. A Sean Myers headline.
Whoa.
I do it by rote. Minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. At 7 o'clock, you know what we do on Fridays. Vibe check. 412-928-9370. Get in line. We'd love to hear from you. Do you think the Steelers win the game? Give us some predictions. Give us some player predictions. 412-928-9370. All around the topic of, will the Steelers beat the Colts? That's also the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Doran, you say there's a team that could throw a wrench in the whole Justin Fields contract deal with the Steelers. And I've thought about it during the break. I got a couple of guesses. Miami. Bang.
Yep. Think about that situation. Now, I don't know what, like, so say that Tua does elect to retire. I don't know what type of exempt that they would have with his contract, but say that there is an exempt out there where they can accrue some of the money but also give him a guarantee. I don't know how that works. They are willing to give out money, as we've seen. I mean, Jaylen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, even signing Odell Beckham. And I don't even know if he's played this year, but they are a lucrative franchise. They need a quarterback, and that would be very sexy if I was to Justin Fields. Like, if you're Justin Fields, okay, if there's any other situation and you love this coaching staff and they've done what they made you into a quarterback, and you like it here, man, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, you know, Mike McDaniel, offensive, you know, like that would be very in Miami, living in Miami.
Yeah.
That would be very enticing.
Yeah.
And that's the team that I think that could throw the wrench because they are willing to spend some money and they have a high powered offense that would be enticing to any quarterback. That's that one team.
The one thing the Steelers have in their back pocket, though it's costly, is the franchise tag.
Yeah.
It is costly. And you'd have to see a lot to be willing to give that kind of guaranteed money.
What is it?
What, the average of the top 5 QBs, so it'll be a lot of money. It'll be a lot of money. We'll get back into the quarterback stuff over the course of the show. Duh. We'll do a vibe check coming up next, but, man, how can you be a sports fan and watch what happened to Oakland last night and all those fans and not feel something?
Ugh.
I just think about my childhood and going to Pirates games, and really, I saw John Parado tweet out he's been covering the team for 37 years. They've only had a winning season in 7 of them.
Right.
You know, I've been alive now for 33, going on 34 years. I've seen 3 playoff teams in my cognizant lifetime. And yet, growing up, my relationship with my grandparents, my relationship with my mom, my relationship with some of my friends really grew and were developed from going to ball games at PNC Park. And it really struck me last night when there's 50,000 people there in that stadium, the number of kids who their parents had those experiences, and now they're not going to get to have those experiences all because of greed?
Yep.
Oh, God, it's gutting. There's no,
now, what's happened to us, though, with the Penguins?
I wondered before. I think outwardly on the show, I think I've asked the question, would you have rooted for the Kansas City Penguins? And my answer then was, yes, I love hockey. I'm going to root for that team. I'll buy a package. I'll watch them because I want to watch a dang hockey team. Then I see last night, I would be so mad at ownership.
Yep.
So heartbroken, devastated. I don't know that I'd ever watch another Major League Baseball game unless my my town got a team back.
Yeah.
If I'm a A's fan yesterday, I am not an A's fan tomorrow, I don't think.
That's it. That would be it for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. All memories. That is sad. Like, I watch a lot of clips, and, you know, some even people who've worked there for 50 years, you know, that's their life, and now it's just, it's all done. It's crazy.
It's not, you know, a loss of a loved one. It's not a breakup, some of the worst things you go through. But as far as sports and on that plane, relative to other sports-related things, it's worse than 13-9.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse than losing a Super Bowl when Neil O'Donnell throws a couple mm-hmm. picks.
It's worse than having, you know, the year that they had last year and somewhat the year that they had, like, just losing seasons. Like,
absolutely. It's just up and vanished.
Gone.
Gone.
Man.
Horrible. I feel so bad for those fans out there. And
they lost their football team too.
Right. And so think about this. Last week, the 49ers played at the Rams. The entire stadium red. There's 75,000 49ers fans there for a home game for the Chargers. And you think about what the XFL, there's like 30,000 fans going to the games in St. Louis. St. Louis fans cared about their football team.
Mm-hmm.
LA could give two rips about the dang on Chargers.
Care. Couldn't care. Couldn't care less.
Or the Rams. Yeah. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Give us a ring on that Fan Hotline. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers, Colts? Do they win? Who are the big players? What are the keys? We'd love to hear from you. We'll give you our thoughts when we come back. But first, Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Rain scattered throughout the day. A high of 75 degrees. KDK will give you some more details. Bang.